Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The utility company whose worker pierced a natural gas line setting off the massive explosion in Springfield on Friday is vowing to do, quote-unquote, all the things necessary to get things back to normal. Today, the Columbia Gas Company will be at Springfield City Hall for a second day, accepting claims from those affected by the blast, which injured 20 people and damaged 42 buildings in downtown Springfield. Meanwhile, more details have emerged about the explosion. The utility worker who'd been called to the scene to investigate a gas odor was using a probing device that's often used in such situations. A similar probe was also a key factor in a gas explosion 5 years ago in Massachusetts. As WBUR's Fred Bever reports, the tool can be essential in finding gas leaks, but new techniques may make it safer.
It's called a probe bar, or sometimes a bang bar, and it's just a long handheld tube with a thin metal bar within that can extend to punch holes in soil, concrete, and sometimes gas pipes. Bob Ackley, an engineer who studies gas leaks for private groups, demonstrates.
It's a piece of steel rod about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch in diameter with a weighted shaft. So what you do is you drive the pin into the ground so that you can take an air sample from out of the ground.
That's what state investigators say a worker for Columbia Gas was doing in Springfield on Friday when searching for the source of a reported gas leak. Relying on old and inaccurate utility markers as a guide, they say, he accidentally punched the bar right into a high-pressure, plastic-lined steel pipe. The gas it released ignited, flattening a building and injuring 20 people. A similar accident happened in central Massachusetts 5 years ago. State records show that when a utility contractor was investigating a low-level leak in Groton, he punctured a high-pressure line with a probe, and the resulting explosion destroyed a nearby house. Engineering consultant Bob Ackley says the danger is real, but infrequent.
This is used thousands of times a day all over the state, and it's just, you know, a rare occurrence, but, you know, when you see a building go up and people get hurt, it reminds you that, you know, how dangerous things can be.
Ackley says modern mapping systems are coming online that can more precisely identify underground lines and show workers where not to use probe bars. National Grid, which brings gas to much of Greater Boston, now has the ability to transmit detailed electronic maps to technicians in the field. Columbia Gas, which serves Springfield, is working on it. Sheila Doran is a company spokesperson.
We're in the process of updating our map and systems now. We've been in business in the Springfield area for over 165 years, so there's some pretty old records, but there's some fairly new records as well.
The State Department of Public Utilities is investigating the Springfield explosion. A key question will be why the painted line markers proved to be inaccurate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.